24章。
Please turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24.
我们要从十三节。
We'll read from verse 13.
读到三十三节。
To verse 33.
我们从十三节读到三十三节。
We'll read from 13 to 33.
我读一节，请弟兄姊妹读一节。
I will read one verse and then you will read one verse.
好，路加福音二十四章第十三节，正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有二十五里。
Do I read with you? 我跟你一起读吗？
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
正
while they were
正谈论
talking and discussing. Okay, I will read.
正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
Their eyes were prevented from recognizing him.
耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
One of them, named Cleopas, answered and said to him, Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem and unaware of the things which had happened here in these days?
耶稣说，什么事呢？他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。
And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to the sentence of death and crucified him.
但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他，不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经三天了。
But also some women among us amazed us when they were at the tomb early in the morning.
不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。
Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as exactly as the women had said, but him they did not see.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
When they...
他们却强留他说，时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去，要同他们住下。
When he had reclined at the table with them, and he took the bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them.
他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然，耶稣不见了。
They said to one another, Were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us?
他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处。
The Lord has written...
你们多读了一节。
You read one more verse.
今天早晨我们要说这一个故事。
This morning we'll tell of this story.
这是两个门徒的一个故事。
Two disciples of Jesus.
但是从这个故事里面，我们要看到有一条路。
But from this story, we'll see that there is a road.
这个路乃是一个复活的道路。
Now this is a road, a path to resurrection.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have be gracious to us.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let us pray more.
主，我们何等感谢你能够这样聚集在饼杯的面前，有这样的时间。
Lord, how we thank you that we can gather before your table to have such a time.
你又容许我们能够有一段时间来思考你的话语。
That you allow us to have some time to meditate upon your words.
这是何等宝贝的一件事。
How precious is this?
让我们众人的心都归在你的面前。
May our hearts be gathered before you.
让我们的心一起来说，主啊，我们愿意听见你的声音。
That our hearts will shout that we want to hear your voice.
对啊，在这样的一个世代里面，没有一样事情比能够听见主的声音更为宝贵。
There is nothing more precious in this generation than to hear your voice.
因此我们就把下面的时间仰望给我们的主。
So we give the following time into your hands.
打开我们心中的眼睛。
Open the eyes of our hearts.
看见在这一个故事里面那个意义是什么。
So that we can see the meaning of this story.
我们何等需要你的怜悯。
How we need your mercy.
我们也需要你的恩膏。
We need your anointing.
我们把下面的时间交在主的手中。
We want to give the following time into your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 这个故事的开始，我们看到有两个人。
At the beginning of the story, we saw that there were two men.
这两个人要开始一个旅行。
They were going on a journey.
他们呢是从耶路撒冷要到一个村庄叫以马忤斯。
They're traveling from Jerusalem to a village called Emmaus.
圣经告诉我们有25里。
The Bible tells us there are 7 miles.
换算成今天的里大概只有七英里多一点点。
It's about 7 miles in today's measurement.
照我们今天的人来讲是很近的。
According to us, it's quite near.
但是在当时候的人还是有一段的距离。
But at that time, it's a fair distance for them.
这短短的这个七英里的路程
，in this short 7 miles,
就改变了这两个人的生命。
It changed these two lives completely.
这七英里的路程，在他们生命的里面。是何等重要的一段路程。
How important are these 7 miles in their lives?
在这七一个英里的路程当中，他们乃是摸着了那个升天的基督。
In these 7 miles, they have touched the risen Lord.
在那一条路上是一个非常平凡的道路。
On this road, it was an ordinary road.
不晓得有多少人曾经从耶路撒冷走这条道路走到以马忤斯。
Many people have traveled on that road from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
有多少人曾经来经过这个平凡的旅程。
Many people have treaded upon that ordinary journey.
但是这一次这两个门徒。
But this time, these two disciples.
他们在这段旅程的当中天向他们打开了。
On this journey, heaven opened up to them.
他们看见了天上的荣耀。
They saw the glory in heaven.
因此这是一个重要的一个故事。
Therefore, this is an important story.
这两个门徒为什么要到以马忤斯？
Why did they need to go to Emmaus?
圣经上没有明明的来说明。
The Bible did not tell us clearly.
但是很可能这两个门徒原来是住在以马忤斯的。
But very possibly, these two disciples, maybe they lived in Emmaus.
这里说他们是主的门徒。
Here it tells us these are the disciples of Jesus.
圣经也没有告诉我们他们什么时候成为主的门徒。
And the Bible didn't tell us when they became a disciple of Jesus.
但是我们相信在他们生命当中的有那么一天。
But we believe there was one day in their life.
他们这两个人遇见了当时的拿撒勒人耶稣。
These two disciples had met Jesus the Nazarene.
他们看到了耶稣以后
After they saw Jesus,
就改变了他们的人生。
Their lives were changed.
他们不但认识主耶稣是一个拿撒勒人。
Not only they came to know Jesus as a Nazarene.
他们看见主耶稣是一个先知。
But they saw Jesus as a prophet.
他们不但看见他听见他所说的话。
And they, not only they saw him, they also heard his words.
他们也看见他所做的工作。
They also saw the works of his hands.
因此他们心里面非常的震惊。
So their hearts were surprised.
有这样的一个人。
and that there was such a man.
莫非这个人就是我们素来所盼望的弥赛亚吗？
Perhaps this is the Messiah that we've always longed for, hoped for.
他们心里面产生了一个极深的一个盼望。
That there was a strong desire in their hearts.
因为这是以色列人历世历代里面的那个盼望。
Because this is the same hope in the Israelites throughout the generations.
就是有一个叫弥赛亚的会来。
That there was a Messiah that's to come.
要复兴以色列国。
That will restore Israelites.
他们逐渐地发现这个拿撒勒人耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
And they gradually realized that this Jesus of Nazarene is the Messiah.
当他们心里面有这样的一个信心的时候，
When they have that faith in their heart,
他们产生了极大的一个鼓舞。
They were greatly encouraged.
他们就离开了以马忤寺。
So they left Emmaus.
他们就到了耶路撒冷。
They arrived in Jerusalem.
他们成为耶稣基督的门徒。
They became the disciples of Jesus.
在他们的心里面。
In their hearts.
他们每一天他们心里面都是激动的。
Every day they were excited in their hearts.
因为这是他们素来所盼望的。
Because this is what they're hoping for.
每一天他们看见主所做的事。
Every day as they see what Jesus is doing.
他们听见主所说的话。
They hear the words of Jesus.
若不是从神来的，就没有人能说这样的话。没有人能做这样的事。
Unless this man is from God, no one could do such deeds and no one could say such words.
他们觉得他们的前途是非常的光明的。
They feel like their future were bright.
因为他们是跟随弥赛亚的这一班人。
Because they're following the Messiah.
但是有这么一天。
But suddenly one day came.
突然这一天来到了。
And this one day came.
他们说盼望的这个弥赛亚。
The Messiah that they were hoping for
竟然被钉在十字架上
was crucified on the cross
被祭司和官长钉在十字架上
The priests and the rulers crucified him on the cross
突然之间他们的盼望破灭了
Suddenly their hopes were gone
突然之间他们的希望变成了一个失望
Suddenly their hopes became a despair
他们里面的那个信心成了灰心。
That their faith became a discouragement.
他们原来的那个把握成了迷惑。
Their assurance became confusion.
他们本来里面的那个热心变成他们的瘫痪。
That their fervency became handicapped, paralyzed.
他们不知道他们前面应当怎么走。
They did not know what's the way ahead of them.
他们看不到前面的道路。
They cannot see the road in front of them.
因为前面他们所看见的只是一个钉了十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣。
Because all they can see before them is Jesus who is crucified on the cross.
他们不知道在十字架以后那个路在哪里。
They cannot see beyond the cross to see where the road is.
他们里面充满了迷惑。
Their hearts were filled with confusion.
他们甚至怀疑他们是不是走错了路。
They even doubt that they have possibly walked the wrong way.
因此他们在耶路撒冷停留了两天。
So they stayed in Jerusalem for 2 days.
到了第三天。
On the 3rd day.
听说有几个妇女到了坟墓那里。
They heard some women went to the tomb.
他们看不见主耶稣的身体。
They did not see the body of Jesus.
却看见了天使。
Yet they saw angels.
而天使就告诉那个妇女说耶稣已经复活了。
And the angels told these women that Jesus is risen.
后来有几个门徒。
And there were more disciples.
他们也跑到那个坟墓去看。
They also ran to the tomb.
他们所看见的和妇女所说的是一式一样的。
They saw the same as the woman was describing.
但是没有人看见耶稣的自己。
But no one saw Jesus himself.
这个消息传到了耶路撒冷。
So when this news came to Jerusalem,
有些人就信了。
Many people believed.
有些人是不能相信。
But some cannot believe.
而这两个门徒，他们就不能相信。
And these two disciples could not believe.
他们觉得这些妇女大概是伤心过度了。
They thought maybe these women were too sad.
或许他们忧伤到一个程度。
Maybe they were overtaken by their sorrows.
他们就想象出来这样一件事。
And they started to imagine these things happening.
因此虽然这个消息成为当时的好像一个谣言说耶稣复活了。
So this became a rumor that Jesus was alive.
但是这件事 没有对他们产生任何的帮助。
But this report did not help them.
他们不但没有得到帮助。
Not only they were not helped.
他们反而觉得他们前途茫茫。
But they thought that they had no future.
他们就做了一个决定。
So they decided.
他们要离开这个让他们伤心的地方。
They want to leave the place where their sorrows began.
他们要回到他们自己的家乡。
They want to go back to their own home.
因此他们就从耶路撒冷，他们要往以马忤去。
So they travel from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
当这两个门徒，虽然他们已经决定走这条道路。
Even the disciples decided to take this road.
他们要把从前他们所盼望的事情摆在一边了。
They want to put aside everything that they hoped for before.
他们没有办法再去希望那个弥赛亚复兴以色列国了。
They can no longer to hope for the Messiah to restore Israel.
但是他们过去一段时间，他们所看见、他们所听见的事，仍然抓住他们。
Yet they were still caught by everything that they have seen and heard in the past.
即使他们在回以马忤的路上，
even on the road back to Emmaus,
他们也无法不谈论他们所看见的这些事。
They cannot but start discussing about all the things that they.
因此，两个人就在谈论这件事。
So they were discussing these things.
就在他们谈论的时候，
while they were discussing,
突然有一个人走在他们的旁边。
One man started walking with them.
他们就站住
and they stood still.
他们看了这一个人
they saw this man.
他们不认识他
they cannot recognize him.
他们的脸上带着愁容
they were downcast.
那个人就问他们说
so this man asked them.
他说你们所谈论的是什么事啊
what are you talking about?
这个门徒两个门徒就很惊讶
and these disciples were astonished.
他说你来耶路撒冷做客，难道还不知道发生的事吗
？They say, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem and unaware of the things which happened?"
就是那个拿撒勒人耶稣的事。
That this is the things of Jesus the Nazarene.
这个耶稣是一个先知。
He was a prophet.
他行事，他说话都是带有大能。
And he was mighty in deeds and word.
但是祭司长和官府就把他定了死罪，钉在十字架上。
But the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to the sentence of death and crucified him.
这个钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，就是我们素常所盼望来赎以色列的那一位。
But this Jesus of Nazarene, who is now crucified, was the one we're hoping for that was going to redeem Israel.
过了三天以后呢，已这是三天以前的事了。
And that was 3 days ago.
我们又听到有一个谣言。
Today, 3 days later, we heard a rumor.
就是有那个妇人说他复活了。
Some women said that he was risen.
也有人到坟墓看不见耶稣基督的尸体的。
And some of us went to the tomb and did not find his body.
然后这个陌生人就向他们说了。
Now the stranger started talking to them.
他说你们是无知的人。
Oh, foolish man and slow of heart.
你们信心太迟钝了。
You are slow of heart to believe.
他说耶稣基督受害，要进入荣耀，这岂不是应当的吗
？Was it not necessary for Christ to suffer these things and enter into His glory?
对这两个门徒来讲，这件事好像是一个从来没有听过的事一样。
To these two disciples, they have never heard such a thing as this.
虽然他们圣经是读过的
，even though they have read the Bible，
但是他们听到这件事的时候，好像是他们从来没有听见过的。
But when they hear these things, they have never heard of them before.
就是基督受害要进入荣耀，岂不是应当的吗
？That it is necessary.For Christ to suffer these things and enter into His glory.
然后这个陌生人就做了一件非常奇妙的事。
Now this stranger to them did a wonderful thing.
这个陌生人啊，实在做了一件今天我们都很盼望能够经历的事。
Now this stranger did something that we all today long for that could happen to us.
要是我们能够把那个录下来的话，现在不知道多好啊。
If we could have recorded it, that would be great.
这个陌生人啊，就从摩西五经开始。
Now this, he started from the laws of Moses.
然后先知书。
To the prophets.
所有当时候圣经里面讲到耶稣基督的事， 都替这两个门徒来解释清楚了。
He opened up the scriptures to everything that's written concerning about Jesus.
你盼不盼望当天能够在那里听一听啊？
Do you hope that you could be there that day and hear what Jesus said?
哎，我们的心都很羡慕这件事。
Our hearts truly long for this.
所以我不知道那主耶稣那个那天那个主耶稣怎么说的。
We don't know what Jesus said that day.
啊，但是呢，也一面说的时候呢，这两个人就发现呢，他们心里面火热起来了。
But as he was speaking, these two disciples realized their hearts were burning.
他们本来离开耶路撒冷的时候。
When they left Jerusalem,
他们的心啊是冰冷，冰到不能再冰了。
Their hearts were icy cold.
他们已经完全放弃了他们从前的那个盼望。
They have given up hope completely.
这个人开始讲圣经的时候。
But when this stranger started to explain the scriptures,
从创世纪，从出埃及记开始讲。
From Genesis to Exodus,
利未记，民数记，生命记。
To Leviticus and the Numbers and Deuteronomy.
然后先知书一卷一卷的开始讲。
And to explain one prophet after another.
凡是讲到主耶稣的，都替他们讲解了。
Every time the scripture mentions about Jesus, he explained it to them.
这个越讲，他们里面呢心就越火热。
The more he explained, the more their hearts became burning.
等到讲到那个日头都要平息了。
Until the sun was setting.
所以他们走了相当长的一段时间。
And so they have walked quite a long way.
那村子也到了。
And they have arrived at Emmaus.
所以他们就要进村子。
And these people are going into the village.
但是这个陌生人还要往前去。
But the stranger was going farther.
他们就不让他走。
And they stopped him.
啊，你要跟我们同住。
Stay with us.
后来呢，这个陌生人就跟他们同住。
So this stranger stayed with them.
他们一起在坐席的时候。
They were all reclining at the table.
这个时候，那个是主耶稣。
And Lord Jesus at that time.
他就拿起饼来。
He took the bread.
他擘开了。
And blessed it and break it.
祝谢了就递给他们。
After breaking it, he began giving it to them.
突然之间，这两个门徒的眼睛就明亮起来。
Suddenly, their eyes became bright.
他们就看见了这个人是主耶稣。
And they saw and recognized that this is Jesus.
然后，突然之间，耶稣就不见了。
And suddenly, he vanished from their sight.
突然之间，主耶稣就不见了。
Suddenly, he vanished.
但这个时候，已经不在乎那个时候他们见到主还是不见到主了。
But at that time, it doesn't matter anymore either they see the Lord physically.
弟兄姊妹，这两个门徒是认识圣经的人。
That these two disciples know the scripture.
他们不是不认识圣经的人。
They knew the scripture.
他们认识圣经。
They knew the words of the Lord.
他们不但认识圣经，他们认识拿撒勒人耶稣。
Not only they knew the words, they also know Jesus the Nazarene.
不但认识耶稣，他们还跟过拿撒勒人耶稣。
Not only they knew Jesus, but also they have followed Jesus.
今天常常有人说啊，如果我能够看见主耶稣的话，那我一定信。
Today, many people will say that only if I could see Jesus, then I will believe.
我又没有看见主耶稣。
I have never seen Jesus.
我只听你们讲。
I have only heard about Jesus from you.
如果我能够看见主耶稣。
If I could see him myself.
我呢一定信。
Then I must believe.
而且我会信得非常的坚强。
Then my faith will be very strong.
有没有这样的想法？
Do you have such thoughts?
如果我那天能够坐在那个五千人当中的话。
If I had been, if I could sit with the 5,000.
我亲眼看到那个五个饼两条鱼。
If I can see with my own eyes the 5 bread and 2 fish.
我亲眼看见主耶稣把它擘开。
If I can see Jesus breaking them.
然后分给这个门徒。
And distributing them to the disciples.
然后我就吃吃吃吃，我就吃饱了。
And I eat and then we'll be satisfied.
我看别人都吃饱了。
And I see everyone being satisfied.
我看到五千个人都吃饱了。
I see 5,000 people that
ate. 到最后还剩下12个篮子。
And then there were 12 baskets full of leftovers.
那我一定信。
Then I must believe.
我不但信，我要信到底啊。
Not only I'll believe till the end.
这两个门徒是看见主耶稣行神迹的两个人。
These two disciples have seen all the miracles that Jesus did.
他们不但看见主耶稣行神迹。
Not only they have seen the miracles.
他们还听见主耶稣亲自来讲 讲道给他们听。
They have also heard Jesus and his preachings.
有谁不想听一听主耶稣讲道啊？
Who doesn't want to hear Jesus preaching?
也许我听了主耶稣讲道，我今天光景就不是这样了哈。
If I have only heard Jesus preaching, then my condition will be completely different.
啊，这两个人他们不一样啊。
But these two disciples were different.
他们呢是听到主耶稣讲道的人。
They have heard Jesus preaching.
不但如此。
Not only this.
他们乃是跟随耶稣的人。
They are the disciples who followed Jesus.
他们说称为门徒。
They were called disciples.
但是当那个危险的那个日子来到的时候，
But when the day of danger came,
这一切都没有价值。
All of this became no value.
他们看见过主耶稣。
They have seen Jesus.
他们认识圣经上的话。
They know the words of the Bible.
他们见过神迹。
They have seen the miracles.
但是这个危险的日子来到的时候，
But when the day of danger came,
他们里面的信心完全破产了。
Their faith were bankrupt.
这是一个悲惨的事实。
And it was a sad truth.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们或许认为我们有圣经的知识。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps today we think that we have the knowledge of the Bible.
我们有圣经的正确的教导。
That we have the true teaching of the Bible.
我们也看见主的工作。
We have seen the works of God's hand.
但是当那个危险的日子来到的时候，
But when the day of danger comes,
我们能不能够站立得住？
Can we still stand?
为什么他们站立不住？
What's the reason for them to not be able to stand?
我们不得不来思想。
We have to consider.
弟兄们，这姊妹们发生在这两个人身上的事不是一个特别稀奇的事。
What happened to them is not a very surprising thing.
这样的事一再发生。
That these things happen all the time.
不但过去发生，现在也会发生，将来还要发生。
Not only happened at that time, but it's happening now, and it will happen in the future.
就是我们有一天发现，我们这个圣经上的知识。
One day we'll realize the knowledge of the Bible that we have.
不能够在那个危险的日子让我们站立得住。
Cannot help us to stand on that day of danger.
为什么？
Why?
是为什么？
How come?
为什么他们不明白他们所认识的那些话？
Why did they not know the words that they already knew?
为什么要主耶稣再一次来讲解给他们听？
Why did Jesus have to explain everything to them again?
在约翰福音里面，主曾经说过这一句话。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus said,
主说我有好些话要告诉你们。
He said, I have many words to tell you.
但是你们现在担当不了。
But you cannot bear them now.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神心里面有很多的话要告诉我们。
Our God has many things to tell us.
但是我们担当不了。
But we cannot bear them.
我们就像当日的两个门徒一样。
Just like two disciples at that time.
我们是担当不了这些话的。
We cannot bear all the words that Jesus said.
到底那耶稣心中的话是什么？
What are the words in Jesus' heart?
什么话是当时门徒担当不了的话？
What are the words that they cannot bear at that time?
这个话就是基督必须受害。
That this is the word is that Jesus must suffer these things.
必须上十字架。
He has to go through the cross.
然后才能进入荣耀。
Then enter into his glory.
这个话当时候门徒不能担当的。
At that time, none of the disciples can bear these words.
我们主耶稣也试过讲过几次。
And he has tried to tell them these things a few times.
从门徒的反应里面，我们就知道他们不能够承担这些话。
But from the reactions from the disciples, we see that they cannot bear these words.
因此主说我有许多的话。
So the Lord says, I have many to tell. Many things to tell
you. 但是你们担当不了。
But you cannot bear them now.
但是那一天在以马忤的路上。
But on that day, on the road to Emmaus.
这两个门徒突然能够承担这些话。
These two disciples suddenly can bear these things now.
因此主耶稣就从摩西五经一直讲到先知书，把主耶稣心里面所要说的话都倾倒给这两个门徒。
So from the book of Moses until the prophets, Jesus told them everything on their hearts.
为什么从前他们不能承担？
What's the reason that they could not bear them before?
从前他们很有信心的时候，他们不能承担这个话。
When they had much faith, how come they could not bear them then?
而今天他们好像没有信心了。
But on that day, they didn't have faith anymore.
但是今天他们却可以承担这些话。
Yeah, on that day, they could bear these words.
这是为什么？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，这就是这一段圣经里面那个最中心的事。
And that is the most central idea, message in this story.
我们如何才能够承担这个神心里面要对我们所说的话？
How can we bear the words in God's heart that He wants to speak to us?
如果我们没有不能承担的时候。
When we cannot bear these words.
无论主向我们说了多少，都是没有功效的。
No matter how many things that Jesus tells us, it's useless.
但是要在一样在某一个时候之后，
But at a certain time,
突然之间他们可以承担。
Suddenly, they could bear these things.
是为什么？
Why?
这是这一段圣经的中心。
That is the center of this story.
因为主所要告诉他们的。
Because what Jesus wanted to tell them.
是有关十字架的道理。
It is concerning the teaching of the cross.
而这个十字架的道理不是我们一般人能够承担的。
That this way of the cross cannot be borne by normal everyone.
那怎么样才能够承担这个十字架的道理呢？
How can we bear the ways of the cross?
乃是先要有一点点十字架的经历。
And we need to have first some experience of the cross.
这两个门徒他们那天在路上的时候，
These two disciples when they were on the road,
他们的盼望已经死了。
Their hope died.
他们的信心也已经死了。
Their faith also died.
他们在面前，他们不知道他们的道路是什么。
They cannot see the way in front of them.
他们已经尝到了什么叫做十字架。
They have tasted what means to be the cross.
他们把自己那一生已经奉献给拿撒勒人耶稣。
They have already devoted their whole life to Jesus the Nazarene.
没有想到拿撒勒人耶稣被钉在十字架。
Little did they know that Jesus was crucified on the cross.
虽然这两个门徒没有被钉十字架。
Even though these two disciples did not were not crucified.
好像他们也被钉在十字架上一样。
But it seems as if they were also crucified with them.
因为他们所有的盼望。
Because all their hope.
都在那个十字架上被钉死了。
Became crucified on that cross.
因此他们那天走在这个以马忤斯的道路上。
So on that day when they were traveling on the road to Emmaus.
主把他们摆在一个路。
The Lord placed them on the road.
摆在一个环境。
In the environment.
好像在十字架上一样。
As if they were going through the cross.
因此他们可以承担十字架的道理。
Therefore, on that day, they could bear the teachings of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这就是这一段圣经里面的重信的信息。
Brothers and sisters, this is the central message of the scriptures.
我们岂不也是这样？
Isn't that the same way with us?
保罗说，他说，我遭遇到苦难。
Paul says, I have been through sufferings,
我力不能胜了。
That it's beyond my strength,
甚至连活命的指望都没有。
That I despair even the hope of life.
在保罗的生命的里面，主也把他带到一个地步。
That in Paul's life, the Lord also led him to one point.
他觉得自己断定自己是必死的。
That he thought that he would be dead.
因此他就尝了那个十字架上的那个味道。
So he has tasted the cross.
因此神能够把十字架的道理启示给保罗。
So the Lord can open up and reveal the reason, the teachings of the cross.
因此他说，我能够不靠自己，乃叫靠死人复活的主活。
So he says, I live not by myself, but by the Lord who can raise the dead.
这个叫做复活的经历。
That is the experience of resurrection.
当这两个门徒经过了这样的一个环境，
When the two disciples went through the environment,
他们到了一个程度，
They came to a point,
他们没有办法再往前走，
That they can no longer travel forward.
如果耶稣不向他们有新的启示
unless Jesus gave them new revelations,
他们这条路就走不下去了。
Then they cannot travel forward anymore.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候神会把我们带到这样的光景。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes the Lord will lead us to this condition.
我们到了一个程度
to a point,
我们觉得这条路走不下去了。
And we felt that this way cannot go forward anymore.
往前看是大海。
And there is an ocean in front of us.
往后看是埃及的追兵。
And there was the enemy of from Egypt behind us.
往左右都是旷野。
And it was desert to our left and our
right. 这个前面没有路了。
And there is no way in front of us.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
如果神把我们带到这样一个地步，
If the Lord brings us to that point,
让我们能够尝一尝那个十字架的滋味，
that we can taste the taste of the cross.
或许我们可以承担十字架的道理，
and perhaps we can receive the teachings of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们光是听到一些或者看到一些是不够的。
It is not enough for us to only hear about something and see something.
我们需要有复活的经历。
We need to have the experience of resurrection.
只有经过死才会有复活的经历。
Only through death you can experience resurrection.
不经过死哪里有复活的经历？
If you do not go through death, then you cannot have resurrection.
因此当我们被神摆在一个环境的时候，
So if the Lord places in the environment,
我们看来看去都没有出路。
We see a look around us that there is no way out.
或许我们也像这两个门徒一样。
Perhaps we're like these two disciples.
那我们就回马忤斯吧。
Then we return back to Emmaus.
弟兄姊妹，在那样的一个环境的时候
，Brothers and sisters, in that environment,
就是我们向神来发出呼喊的时候。
It is the time that we can shout out to our Lord.
当我们的心向神发出那样的呼喊
，When our hearts cry out to God.
我们就发现神就在我们的旁边。
We realize He's right next to us.
他已经准备好来把他的话启示在我们的心里。
He is already prepared to reveal all His words to us.
当主做了这样的工作以后
，When the Lord has done such works,
这个圣经对这两个门徒来讲是一本全新的书。
The Bible became a whole new scripture to them.
他们对主有一个全新的认识。
And they have a brand new understanding of the Lord.
他们对主的奉献也是一个全新的奉献。
And their dedication to the Lord became new.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来读圣经。
Today when we read the scriptures,
不是靠我们自己的聪明智慧。
It is not by our own intelligence and understanding.
乃是靠神的怜悯。
But it is by His mercy.
乃是神在我们身上带领我们有一样经历。
It is that the Lord is leading us through these experiences.
叫我们里面能够知道什么叫做十字架。
So that we can know inside of us what it means to be the cross.
然后圣灵就能够从创世纪开始一直讲到先知书，把圣经里面关于耶稣基督的事都向我们打开。
So the Spirit can open up the scriptures from Genesis to the prophets.
今天这两个门徒看见了从前他们所没有看见的。
And suddenly these two disciples started seeing what they have not seen before.
从前向他们是隐藏的。
And these things that were hidden to them before.
虽然他们从前也有认识。
Even though they had understanding.
从前他们也有信心。
Even though they had faith.
但是那个信心啊都是像糠皮一样的信心。
But all these faith were like chaff.
啊，那个风浪来的时候，这个信心像糠皮一样，完全被吹走了。
When the storm came, this faith like chaff were all blown away.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
这个风浪是有一个目的的。
That there was a purpose for these storms.
因为神把一个真实的信心摆在我们心里的深处。
Because God will place a true faith inside the depth of our hearts.
虽然我们平常不知道。
Even though we do not understand before.
我们只知道我们头脑里面那个信心。
We only knew the knowledge and the faith in our head.
但是神把一个真实的信心摆在我们心里的深处。
But when the Lord places a true faith in the depth of our heart.
等到有一天风浪来了把那个糠皮的信心吹走了以后。
Until one day the storm came and blew away all the chaff like faith.
那个时候突然之间里面还有一个信心。
And suddenly inside of us, there is another faith.
当那个 知识上的信心已经完全破产以后
When the faith of the knowledge became bankrupt
我们发现我们灵心灵的深处还有一个信心
We realize there is one more faith in the depth of our heart
这一个信心就像那一粒麦子
This faith is like a grain
这个麦子原来在那个糠皮的里面
A grain of wheat was within the chaff.
所以我们看不见。
So we cannot see it.
我们只看到那个糠皮。
We can only see the chaff.
那糠皮就是我们的信心。
The chaff was like our faith.
等到那个糠皮被吹走了以后。
But when the chaff was blown away.
我们发现里面还有一样东西。
We realize there is one more thing within the chaff.
这个是那个麦粒。
That is the grain of wheat.
他们听到主耶稣讲圣经的时候。
When they hear Jesus explaining the scriptures.
这个真实的信心。就起来了
That this true faith started rising up.
他们觉得里面火热
They feel the burning within them.
在一样完全绝望的一个环境的里面 怎么会心里火热起来呢
In the despairing environment, how can they have burning in their hearts?
因为那是一个真实的信心
Because they had the true faith.
那是一个活的信心
It's a living faith.
因此他们就起来了
So they rose up.
已经是晚上了
And it was evening.
他们已经准备安息了
They were ready to settle down.
主耶稣不见了
And Jesus vanished.
但是这两个人就起来
They rose up.
连夜他们又回到耶路撒冷
That very hour they returned to Jerusalem
他们走了一天才走到以马忤斯
It took them a whole day to arrive at Emmaus
很累很累了
And they must be tired
但这个时候两个人起来又回到耶路撒冷去
But they got up at that very hour and returned to Jerusalem
他们来的时候呢他们心里面是冰冰冷冷的
When they on the way there their hearts were cold
他们回去的时候是心里火热的
When they went back their hearts were burning within us
他们来的时候他们的思想是非常属世的
When they came their minds were secular
他们回去的时候他们的思想是属天的
But when they went back their mind became the heavenly
他们来的时候他们这个人是活在十字架的这一边的
And when they came their lives were on this side of the cross.
当他们回去的时候，这两个人是活在十字架的另外一边的。
But when they returned, they were on the other side of the cross.
他们来的时候，他们不能担当十字架的道理。
When they came, they cannot bear the teachings of the cross.
他们回去的时候，他们认识进入十字架的道理。
And when they returned, they had knowledge of and also entered into the knowledge
因为他们自己有了十字架的经历
because they had the experience of the cross
不但如此他们有了复活的经历
not only so they had the experience of the resurrection
我们实在感谢神
we truly thank the Lord
弟兄姊妹这一段圣经是非常的宝贵
these scriptures are truly precious
他告诉我们有这么一条路
they told us that there is one road This one road leads into resurrection.
这一条路是我们每一个人都要走的。
Now, every one of us has to walk on this road.
弟兄姊妹，今天无论我们落在什么样的环境的里面
No matter what environment God places us in today.
无论我们有多少的软弱和失败
No matter how many weaknesses and failures we have.
我们都要知道一件事
We need to know one thing.
就是主都知道的
That the Lord knows.
主没有一样事情不知道的。
That he knows everything.
我们里面最深的心思意念主都知道。
He knows all the thoughts and in the depth of our hearts.
我们里面的想法打算主都知道。
Our plans and our thoughts he knew.
他知道这两个门徒心里在想什么。
He knows about what these two disciples were thinking in their hearts.
他知道这两个门徒什么时候要回到以马忤斯。
He knew when they were returning to Emmaus.
他知道他们走在到什么地方了。
He knew where they were walking to.
就是我们最软弱的时候。
Even in our weakest hours.
就是我们最看不见神的时候。
Even in the hours that we cannot see God.
神也实在在注意我们的一举一动。
He pays attention to all of our hearts and deeds.
神从来没有丢弃我们。
He has never forsaken us.
因此就在这两个门徒最需要的时候
So in the hour of their greatest need
主耶稣就出现在他们的身旁
The Lord appeared next to them
主就证明他没有丢弃他们
And the Lord proved that he has not forsaken them
弟兄姊妹神知道我们的愁苦
Brothers and sisters God knows about our sorrows
神知道我们的灰心
God knows our despair
神知道我们的绝望
God knows our discouragement.
但是谁也知道那个复活的道路。
But God also knows the road to resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，在我们最绝望的时候
，in our despair，
我们的心要向主来呼喊。
Our hearts need to cry out to the Lord.
当我们的心这样向主来呼喊的时候
，when our heart cries out to the Lord，
主就出现在我们的旁边。
The Lord appears next to us.
是主来寻找他们。
He approaches them.
是主来就近他们。
And he approached them and seek after them.
是主来问他们为什么忧愁。
And the Lord asked them, why are you sorrowful?
是主来打开他们心中的眼睛。
And the Lord opened up the eyes of their hearts.
我们的主就是这样的来带领我们。
Our Lord lead us the same way.
也许今天我们也会像这两个门徒一样。
Perhaps today we are also like these two disciples.
我们的心已经放弃了。
Perhaps our hearts have given up.
也许你已经放弃了你的学业。
Perhaps you have already given up your education.
也许你觉得你没有办法了。
Perhaps you thought there is no way.
我没有办法再继续下去了。
There is no way for me to continue.
我需要放弃了。
I need to give up.
也许你决定要放弃你的婚姻了。
Perhaps you want to give up your marriage.
你已经试了很多年了。
You have tried it so many years.
你用尽了自己所有的能力、智慧。
You have used all your power and your wisdom.
但是你的婚姻仍然是这样。
But your marriage is still the same.
毫无起色。
There is no a turning point.
你的心已经冰冷了。
Your heart was cold.
你的心已经完全失望了。
Your heart was completely despair.
你的心已经想我要放弃了。
And your heart thinks I must give up.
你像这两个门徒一样。
You are like these two disciples.
这条道路走不下去了。
You cannot walk this path anymore.
也许你在一个环境的里面。
Perhaps you are in an environment.
也许你要照顾你的父母。
Perhaps you need to take care of your parents.
但是时间太长了。
But it's been too long.
环境太艰难了。
The environment, it is too difficult.
你说我照顾不下去了。
You think I cannot take care of them anymore.
那不是我的能力所能做的。
It is beyond my strength.
主啊，我走不下去了。
I cannot walk anymore.
也许是你的工作。
Perhaps it is your work.
也许你在公司里面也碰到这样的一个人。
Perhaps you meet someone in your company.
给你一个不合理的待遇。
It gives you an unreasonable treatment.
你觉得这个工作我也做不下去了。
You think I cannot do this work anymore.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
当我们被带到这样的环境的时候
when we're led to such environment,
我们不要觉得稀奇
do not be surprised.
我们每一个人都要经过这样的环境
every one of us need to experience these environments.
没有一个人例外的
there is no exception.
迟早有一天我们都要走到一个地步发现我是不能做什么
one day all of us will come to a point to realize we can do nothing.
就像保罗一样
Just like Paul.
他说我断定自己是必死的
He says, I'm sure, I despair even of life.
因为只有在这样的一个环境的里面我们才会起来仰望那个从死里复活的主
But only in these environments we can rise up and look up to the Lord who resurrected out of death.
当我们心里面有这样的一个意念
When we have such a thought in our hearts,
因此我们就能够向主来呼吁
And we can cry out to the Lord.
我们要向主来说
And we can say to him,
主如果你不给我在你不启示的话
Unless you reveal yourself to us,
我就走不下去了
We cannot walk anymore.
我们要到主的面前这样的来祷告
We need to come before him and pray to him like as such.
我们不是来学学道理
We're not just here to learn some lessons.
我们也不是来听一听这个教训
We're not just here to hear some teachings.
我们来是带着我们的一个环境到主的面前
But we bring our environments to before the Lord.
我们说主啊你如果不向我启示你的自己
We tell him unless you reveal yourself to us.
我这个环境我就没有办法往下走。
We cannot go any further in this environment.
如果我们这样向神祷告
If we pray like that to the Lord,
我们就发现神就出现在我们的旁边。
We realize God is right next to us.
他就能够向我们的心来说话。
He can speak to our hearts.
当我们的这个知识上的信心像糠皮一样被风吹走以后
So our faith in our knowledge like chaff can be blown away.
神就可以开始向我们的心来说话。
And he can start speaking to our hearts.
我们就像那个门徒一样。
So we can't be like the disciples.
我们就觉得我们的心开始火热起来。
And we realize our hearts started burning within us.
因此在那个晚上的时候。
In the evening.
这两个门徒就往耶路撒冷飞奔而去。
They returned back to Jerusalem.
这个他们的人生有重新有一个意义。
That their life had a new meaning.
这个意义比他们从前更荣耀。
It was more glorious than their meaning before.
他们突然之间认识了神的心意。
Suddenly they knew the heart of God.
他们知道什么叫做十字架。
They knew what it means to have the cross.
他们明白基督必须要受害。
They understood that Jesus have to suffer such.
必须要上十字架。
He has to go through the cross.
才能够进入荣耀。
So to enter into his glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个极大的一个开启。
And that is a great revelation.
这也是我们今天所需要的一个开启。
It is also revelation we all need today.
就是你和我。
That you and I.
也必须要经过十字架。
We must go through the cross.
十字架不是一个点缀。
The cross is not a decoration.
十字架不是一个教训。
The cross is not a teaching.
也不是一个道理。
It is not a reason.
十字架是你我所必须要走过的一个道路。
It is a way that we have to walk path.
但愿神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
就像他当日怜悯这两个门徒一样。
Just like on that day, he had mercy on these two disciples.
就在我们的身旁来行走。
He can walk beside them.
把圣经亲自来讲解给我们听。
And to explain the scriptures to us himself.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
愿主带领我们众人。
May the Lord lead all of us.
来走这个复活的道路。
To walk this way of the resurrection.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you.
主啊，在这样一个你得胜的早晨。
That on this day, on this morning of your victory.
那你复活的日子。
On your day of your resurrection.
你也把这复活的道路启示给我们。
You also show us this way of resurrection.
让我们看见在这个地上。
So we can see on this world, in this world.
主啊，你有许多的话要向我们说。
There are many things you want to tell us.
但是我们不能担当。
Yet we cannot bear them now.
但是我们愿意今天我们到主的面前。
Yeah, we're willing to come before you.
我们要带着我们的环境到主面前。
We bring our environments before you.
我们说主啊，你把你自己启示在我们的心里。
We pray that you might reveal yourself to us.
好像我们能够被主来开启。
So that we can be opened up by the Lord.
让我们能够继续往前。
That we can continue forward.
主把这样的呼喊摆在我们的心里。
Lord, place such a cry in our hearts.
让我们常常来呼喊我们的。
So that we can constantly cry out to our Lord.
呼喊这个升天的基督。
To cry to Jesus who rose to heaven.
好像你亲自来开启我们的心。
So that you can open up our hearts.
将我们在这个地上能够像你一样。
That on this earth we can be like you.
走那个复活得胜的道路。
That we can walk on this path of resurrection and victory.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.